From KETR News, this is The Morning Bell, a discussion of all things education in Northeast Texas. On today's episode, we discuss new developments regarding tuition costs for Texas A&M University Commerce students that you may actually be thankful for. It's The Morning Bell, and class has started. First off, let's refresh our memory. A few weeks ago, we spoke with Dr. Dan Jones, President and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce, about how they are helping with tuition costs for students.
We certainly understand that college is an investment, and and the cost of college has continued to rise over the years. We're very mindful of that, and we are very mindful of the financial toll that takes on students and their families. So we've done all we can to keep costs low.
So now the question comes to mind. Why are they considering raising tuition? The simple answer, inflation. However, University Vice President Bob Brown said in a forum over the topic that they are doing all of this for the students.
What's happening is we're transferring the risk of inflation and additional costs from the students to the university. We believe that the university can handle it. That's why we're recommending these fees.
Now, to some, that might not make any sense, and honestly, it didn't make any sense to me when I first heard it, but then he explained.
The state legislature, the last time it met, required each university, each public university in the state, to provide a four-year guaranteed mandatory fee schedule for incoming freshmen next fall.
Now, what that means is that incoming freshmen will get a small increase in their tuition for their freshman year. And after that, their tuition rate is guaranteed to stay at that level for 4 years. Current students, graduate students, and doctoral students will all have a similar opportunity, just a different time scale. Incoming freshmen will also have an opportunity for a $1,000 rebate if they finish in 4 years. But what if you don't? Well, you won't get that rebate, but you will have a chance to appeal to get your flat rate extended. And that also appeal process will also affect other students as well. If you're a current student or a doctoral student or a graduate student, you'll have a chance to get that extended as well if you go over your allotted time. Now, what about tuition costs compared to other schools?
The tuition increases at Texas A&M Commerce have actually been more modest over the last 10 years than have been the tuition increases across the state.
Well, according to Brown, they still are.
If you're that new freshman considering coming in here next year and you're paying $185 more than our current students are paying, you're paying $3,517. You're still $300 less than the state average, and you're lower than all of the competitors in this region.
How do you feel about this? Do you think it's a good idea? Or do you think that it's not really going to help? I'd love to have your feedback. Email me at daniel@ketr.org with the subject line tuition, and I'll be sure to use them next week on The Morning Bell. Coming up tomorrow night in Commerce is Commerce Idol, a local talent show put on by the Commerce Rotary Club, and it features all of you guys. You've got singers, dancers, and even a few songwriters out there as well that are going to come out and perform and even walk away with some cash if you win. It's going to be a lot of fun for everyone and a lot of fun for people to come out as well. We'd like to pack the house as well. It's going to be at Commerce High School tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tickets can be bought at the door. They are $6, and all proceeds will go to benefit Commerce High School student scholarships given to them by the Commerce Rotary Club. There's the bell, so that means we are out of time. Tune in next week for more information regarding the tuition increases here on The Morning Bell. For KETR, I'm Daniel Starks.